I think it was very sweet of Julie to bring us those eggs.
I don't care. I'm still having cereal tomorrow.
How do we know there's no chicks in one of those eggs?
I used to eat farm fresh eggs when I was a kid. They were delicious.
Yeah, well, that's all well and good. But what if we crack one open and a dead chick falls out?
Do they have a rooster? If they don't have a rooster, the eggs can't be fertile.
And if they had a rooster, we'd know. The whole neighborhood would know.
Maybe they got it de-yodeled.
De-yodeled?
You know, de-cock-a-doodle-dude.
What the hell are you talking about?
Like they de-bark dogs.
Bryce, why don't you just ask Julie?
I don't think
Hey,
that...
what? You afraid to talk to her?
I'm not afraid to talk to her.
Bark, 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 bark.
I know you are, but what am I?
Okay, Bryce. Just talk to her and find out.
How do you tell if one's a rooster? Well, a rooster's bigger, longer feathers,
mm-hmm.
And they've got that rubbery red stuff growing out of the top of their head. And around their neck, too.
That shouldn't be too hard to spot.
Although, come to think of it, chickens have the rubbery red stuff, too. Just not as much.
Garrett's expertise in roosters was the cornerstone of our plan to avoid contact with Julie Baker, the balance of which involved spying over her back fence.